This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
For 30 years, I listened every Sunday on the radio to one preacher called Ben Hayden from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Virtually everywhere we lived, I just found out what station he was on, and I listened to him. So 3 times during those 30 years, we went down there, and I visited with him on a couple of occasions. Just one time had breakfast, one time had lunch, and one weekend, he gave me 6 hours of his time, which to me was a big deal when I was a younger minister, that he would be willing to do that. And I'm asking one question after another. I had nothing written down in front of me. And just out of the blue, I said, Ben, what's the most important quality for a minister to have? And without a moment's hesitation, he didn't blink. He said, brokenness. You realize how humbling that was to a young guy who thought he knew everything? To think you got the answers to everything and a minister looks you in the eye and said, the most important quality you can have, kid, is brokenness. To be broken before the Lord. For this reason, the Lord will do more with your brokenness than he will ever do with any skill set you have. The Lord will do more with your brokenness than any talents and abilities you have. The Lord will do more with your brokenness than anything you think makes you feel proud about yourself. The Lord works through brokenness. May I give an illustration of it that it was an object lesson for me involving pottery, believe it or not? Years ago, Annie and I took a small group of people to Israel. I've only been there one time. And we went there, and everywhere we went, I don't even know why I started doing this, but on the first day we were there, I got down on my hands and knees in the dirt at some place in Israel, and I started running my hands in the dirt like this. And I found a piece of pottery, and I put it in my pocket. I found out it was legal to do that. The guide said, as long as you're not digging with a shovel, and you're doing an archaeological dig, it's called a surface find, you can keep it. So everywhere I go, I filled my pockets with pieces of pottery. And I took these pieces of pottery, none of them matched. They were all different colors, different shapes, different styles on them. And I put them in a box. And I kept that box for years, not knowing anything about the pieces of pottery, nothing. Until I took the box one day to a professor of archaeology at the University of Cincinnati and at Cincinnati Christian University by the name of Dr. Reuben Bullard. I said, Dr. Bullard, does this make sense to you, any of this? He took out each piece of pottery and said, Byzantine Empire, and gave me the year. This is from the Roman Empire. This is from the time of David. This is the oldest piece of pottery you have, Randy. It goes back to the time of David. And then he saw something that I thought was just a piece of pottery with a carving on it. And he said, this is the tail of a bird that probably was an idol. I had all that in a box, didn't know what it was. But the man who was the expert on the pottery could tell me what each piece was and what it meant when it was made, etc., etc. Where am I going with that? The Lord takes the broken pieces of your life and he knows. He knows where they come from. He knows your history, he knows your past, he knows your present, and he knows your future. And the Lord can take the broken pieces of the pottery of your life and my life, and he can reshape them as the potter into something that's meaningful. And trust God to use your brokenness. You know, that's all you have to offer him is your brokenness. You don't come to the Lord and say, Lord, you're lucky to have me. I'm pretty talented. No. You say, Lord, I'm broken before you. I'm broken about my sin. I'm broken about my past. I'm broken about our circumstances. And God says, I'll do more with your brokenness than you would ever dream of doing with your wholeness or strength. I really believe that with all my heart.
Well, what could happen in your life if you really believe that with all your heart, that God can do more with your brokenness than he'll ever do with your skill or power or strength? Crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.